Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. I'm on a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. I have a new claimant on the line, Tishwana Riles.
Thank you. Miss Riles?
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me okay? Hello, Miss Riles, are you on the line? Hello? Hello, Miss Riles, are you on the line? Can you hear me? You
Yes,
know
I
what,
can hear you.
ma'am, is your phone number is it 754 or 989 area code?
708, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your number, please?
708-378-1386.
Okay. Can you hear me okay? Because I what I'm getting at is I can call you directly back from my desk phone, which is a 949 area code. We might have a better connection.
I can hear you fine right now.
Okay, let's continue. If we need to, I'll call you, okay? If we need to. Okay, thank you, ma'am. So I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. Is that correct? Okay, again, my name is Randy Reese, and again, I am on a recorded line. I don't know how much of this you can hear, but it's breaking up a little bit. But ma'am, you said you could hear me fine. So did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And this is housekeeping. I need to ask that same question just a little bit different way. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter? But most importantly, you've not signed documents with any other law firm for this matter. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer, specifically endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Which one, ma'am?
Epilepsy.
I'm sorry again, I can't hear. Is that endometrial?
Epilepsy.
You're saying it's fallopian cancer?
No, it's epithelial ovarian
It's ovarian
cancer.
cancer. Thank you, ma'am. Again, I'm so sorry. I'm a little older and I'm having a hard time hearing. Do you happen to know, was there a subtype diagnosed to this, such as small cell, clear cell? You said, I believe you might have said it, but if you could say it again. I'm sorry.
Epithelial. It's epithelial.
Okay, epithelial tumors. Thank you, ma'am. That is correct, right?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, I'm so sorry. Are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And ma'am, when were you diagnosed with the cancer? And again, I'm so sorry. When were you diagnosed?
November 22nd of 2023.
Ma'am, can you give me a date?
November 22nd, 2023.
Thank you. All of a sudden, whatever you did, I could hear you a little better.
Oh,
So
I'm sorry.
thank you for that, whatever you did. Okay. So to confirm, I have your diagnosis date. And again, I'm so sorry, ma'am. 11/22 of 23. Is that correct?
All right.
And what is your age when you were diagnosed? When you were diagnosed?
27.
27 years old?
Yes.
Oh, you're so young. Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor? And I can pull him up on Google if you can tell me his name. I'll get the address and phone number.
Her name is Dr. Nicole Edison.
Nicole Edison.
Yes.
And where is she located?
That's Did you meet the address?
Well, I have her in Illinois. Is it Orland Park? Is that the same lady?
No, I'm seeing it's Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. I think it's the same doctor. She gets excellent reviews, by the way. But I think she practices at other places. Yep, sure enough. Did you go to UC Chicago by chance?
Yes.
Okay. That's another place that she works at. Okay. Let me do some copying and pasting. Thank you for that. And you said you did go to... Did you go in Chicago or Hyde Park?
Yes. The University of Chicago.
Okay.
I said, yeah, my friend is coming. I'm up here.
I'm at work.
This won't take much longer, ma'am.
It's fine.
Okay. And did you go, do you remember if you went to Maryland Avenue, Grove Avenue?
It was Maryland Avenue.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. There's a lot of locations. You've actually been out your way. It's nice there. Okay, we've got that. It's a little windy, though, sometimes. But then you know that. You know that. Okay, there we got that. Okay, now you were diagnosed on 11/22/23. And let's just make sure here, because Illinois does have a 2-year statute of limitations. So you're well within the statute of limitations. Thank you. Just needed to double check that. And then you currently do not live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. Is that correct? So no, you do not live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yes.
So no, you were not. Now, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times in a single year before you got diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay, let me see something. So you did not use it more than 4 times in a single year before you got the cancer?
Correct.
Well, so how many years were you using the hair relaxer for? For about 13 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wouldn't the answer to that be that you did... Or you never used it more than 4 times in a single year, is that correct?
I'm sorry. To my understanding, I thought you said, did I use it before?
No, I know because I'm having trouble with the hearing part of it. That's, and I know. So I thank you for clarifying. So the question is, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times in any single year before you got diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
No
worries, ma'am. I apologize. On average, how many times per year would you say you used the hair relaxer before you got your diagnosis? Just on average. You said you used it for 13 years. How many times a year do you think you used it?
I'd say about 6. Once every 2 months.
Yep. Same as my wife, actually. Now, you were diagnosed back there, and I know it's a little bit of repeat, but it is a question for the intake here. You were diagnosed back there at Dr. Nicole at University of Chicago, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because it's asking me again, so I'm just going to make sure I copy it all correctly here. And you did tell me already that was... the one on Maryland, so we're going to copy that. And did you go to any other facilities, or was it pretty much just there all the time that you went and saw the doctor?
Just
there. Okay. And Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/28/1995.
Okay. Could you tell me the month again? Just a number.
12.
And then the day?
28. Yes.
And then the year one more time, please.
1995.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Thank God. And don't forget, I'm going to be texting you my phone number here. And if you have questions when we're done with this intake, you're more than welcome to reach back out to me. And you're also going to have your attorney's number, and you can also give my number to anybody else that may have used hair relaxer. And I just getting past that. And to confirm, it is 708-378-1386. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Again, I apologize about the audio quality, but let's do this.
No problem.
Hi, Harold. Guy just walked by. I'm sending you my name and numbers just in case. Okay. There. Now, if anybody asks about the hair relaxer claim, you give them my number, okay?
Okay.
Now, how old were you, actually? What state were you in when you first started using hair relaxer? Chicago, Illinois, the whole time? Okay. And approximately when did you start using hair relaxer, just to the best of your memory?
Like, I was about
15,
maybe.
So, like, 9 years ago, maybe?
No, that was, like,
13 years ago. 13 years ago. Oh, so when you're 14. Okay. Probably, like, what, at the beginning of the school year, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
let's see, you're 27 now. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, maybe, like, January.
Okay. And you think that was around 2014? About 13 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. And when did you stop using the hair relaxer?
I stopped in...
Just as best you can remember.
Right after I was diagnosed. So.
Oh, you poor thing. Okay.
When I started getting my symptoms.
Right, you were diagnosed in 23, so you stopped right around November of 23 then, correct?
Yes.
Now, you didn't use it after you diagnosed it. How long before you were diagnosed was the last time you used the hair relaxer? Was it a couple weeks?
I stopped using it like November.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Of 2023. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
And how often would you say you use these products? Weekly, monthly, four times a year? I think you said six times a year, but could you tell me?
Okay. Once every, like, 2 months.
2 months, right. That's what you said. Okay. Yeah. And did you use it for all those 13 years consecutively?
Yes.
Okay. So sorry. Dan, did you do it at home? Salon or both?
Yes.
Home. And do you currently, you already told me, no, you're not using any hair relaxer products anymore, correct?
No, absolutely not.
Thank you. Do you remember which products you used? Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me. I can keep going. TCB, L'Oreal.
It's called Ultra Sheen.
Optimum?
Ultra Sheen.
Oh, Ultra Sheen. seen that one. Do you know who made it? Was it made by Revlon? Uh-huh. Did you ever use any other ones?
No.
Okay. Okay, Ultra Sheen. Okay. Now, what type of treatment did you receive?
I had to do chemo, radiation therapy, and I had pain medication.
Oh, so sorry. Meds for pain. Oh, that's nasty. And how long after your treatment, I mean your diagnosis, did you start getting treatment? Like what's the treatment date?
I'm sorry, I don't have that information with me.
Well, let me back you up, because I think you might know, because you were diagnosed on the 23rd.
Yes, so November, probably the next day, like November
24th.
Yeah.
Well, they usually take you in right away. That's why I was saying I think you might know. So yeah. that would your first treatment started on November 24th of 23. And again, I believe you've already given, you're almost done. I swear. I know this is going on, but I swear you're almost done.
It's okay.
And that was Dr. Nicole. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to step back to a quiet area.
No, that's okay. What I was asking was Dr. Nicole was also your treating doctor.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I could just, you can hang tight. I'm just copying and pasting from the last time you gave me those answers.
Okay.
So they're further up on the form as well, so it takes me a second to get there, that's all. But you're good. Okay. And I'm just scrolling back up to the top again. And again, your diagnosis was ovarian cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And can you please confirm your marital status for me?
Single.
Hold on. Okay, and what's your ethnicity? Do you identify as Black, White, Native American, other, or unsure?
Other.
Thank you. And can you please spell your first name for me?
T-A-S-H-A-W-N as in Nancy, A.
Tashauna, T-A-S-H-A-W-N-A, is that correct?
Correct.
And your last name, if you could spell it for me, Tashauna, please.
R-I-A-L as in Larry, S as in Sam.
I have R-I-A-L-S, Riles. So is there any suffix to your name, junior, senior, none?
None.
And your social security number, please?
5080. Yes.
Thank you. And what's your best email address, young lady?
shawnalashay@yahoo.com.
I'm pretty sure I got this wrong, but I have shawnalashoi.
A-Y.
A-Y.
A-Y as an A.
@gmail.com?
@yahoo.
Just to confirm, ma'am, I'm going to spell it out. I have S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, W, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, L as in Lima, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, O as in Opera, A as in Apple, Y@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then for your phone number, 708-378-1386. Thank you. And is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
And how do you prefer to be contacted? Text, voice, or email?
Text.
Okay. And do you have a particular time of the day you prefer to be contacted at?
11 and 3 at noon.
Okay.
11 a.m., 3 at noon.
All right. You truly are just about 3 questions away from being done. Can I have your address, please?
920 Morningside Lane, University Park, Illinois. And that's 60484.
Is there any apartment number or anything, ma'am?
No.
And that's in Chicago, Illinois, correct? Well, it's University Park, Will County, Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you don't have to have them on in your possession for this phone call, but can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist, and if possible, you can get them?
Correct.
Okay. Now.
Yes.
Thank you. And you'd be able to send those in either mail or electronically if asked, correct?
Yes.
Now, last question. We do request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. We found it necessary the unfortunate instances where clients become unresponsive. So could you please give me the first name and the phone number of someone that we can contact if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time?
Tanisha. T-A-N-I-S-H-A, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-I-E-S, and her number is 708-955-0331.
And who's she to you?
That's my godmom.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Okay, now, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
And on Tanisha, could you spell Tanisha's first name for me again? T-E-N.
T-A-N-I-S-H-A.
Thank you. I got Jeffries. We're good. Okay, so. Hang on a second. Let's go back up. All right, I just need to double check a couple dates with you. Your diagnosis date was 11/22 of 23, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Then let me see something here. Had you used the hair relaxer for two or more full years after your first full year of use?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Did you use the hair relaxer for two full years before you got your cancer diagnosis?
Correct.
In other words, yes, okay. I'm sorry, I had forgotten to ask that. Here was the actual question. Did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I hope I heard everything correctly. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a document via DocuSign. We do have a firm that's accepted your case. So if you could, I'm going to send it to you via text. And if you could, just make sure that I didn't spell anything wrong or anything that sticks out to you. But if you could please take a look at it and let me see. What did I do? Did you receive a text message from me by chance?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I am not seeing your document, though. Hold on. All right. Do I still have a couple of minutes? I got to find your document. Do you want me to call you right back or do you want to hold?
I can hold.
Okay, hold on a second. Thank you.